Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Presented by Chafe and Lujan, injury law firm, doing good by doing right. Arthur Motes hanging out with us until the leadoff show for the middle game of three between the Pirates and Reds. More on Mitch Keller's meltdown last night, later this hour. I thought we could squeeze in some Tim Tebow talk, Arthur, because you played against him. But now we really need to talk about it because of what Devin Bush said. Bush on Twitter: Tebow got a job before Kaepernick. Wait till we play Jacksonville. And then, I didn't know you could do this, the sleeping emojis, which is just, you know, the Z. When did Z's mean, when did that become?
No, that's been a thing for a while, though.
When did, like, putting Z's, multiple Z's,
when did that snore, it's like Z's?
When did that
Wait,
become a
are
thing?
You saying when did it become a thing to, like, to, you know, to mean, like, I'm going to KO this guy?
No. We ain't say all that. No, don't put that malicious thing
going
there.
No, I mean,
We're just saying going to sleep.
When did Z's mean
tired,
sleeping?
When did
a bunch of Z's mean you're sleeping? Because that doesn't make any sense to
the
me.
The sound your body makes, or Pony, I don't know if you still have the sound of you snoring. No. That sounds like a B.
That doesn't sound like
I would think like it's a bunch of G's, H's, and P's if you're making the snoring noise.
But that's definitely a thing, though. Like, I've seen that numerous places now.
For a long time.
Yeah.
This is me.
You know what? My initial thought was correct, though, as to, like, the basic origin, guys. Cartoonists.
No, that last one doesn't sound good.
Comic strip artists. We're trying to figure out a way to, like, make letters for sleeping. Like, yep. You know, you have to have, like, words in a bubble. And Z was the best they could come up with.
Wow.
That's it.
How many times did you play Tebow?
Let's see. I think 2010.
That's
once.
It?
Yeah, because he was still at quarterback Denver. Yeah. Or would that have been 11?
11.
11, excuse me. Yeah, 11 then. That was the only time.
Did you guys get extra fired up for him? I would.
For us, it was more comical because we just didn't respect him as a quarterback. We thought that when you watched him on tape, when you watched the Broncos doing that run, we said the same thing happened during his little 4 or 5 game win streak. They played terrible for three quarters. Teams let him hang around. He hits one throw in the fourth quarter, and that changes the dynamic. Then everybody starts, it's Tebow time. So we just simply said, all right, if we go out here and don't allow him to hit that play and we just keep our foot on the gas, it shouldn't be an issue. We thought we were the better team, and that year, we actually whooped him pretty good up there.
What part of his overall game did you
– the thing is this. At quarterback, yeah. That's the thing. Can he beat you with his arm at the NFL level at quarterback? No, he couldn't. We all knew that. So certain coverages we were going to play to make him have to throw the ball. He couldn't do that against the team, the defense that we had at that time, in terms of we didn't have elite-level cornerbacks, but we had good enough cornerbacks that could match up. We understood that, man, okay, if we make this guy have to continue to throw the ball a lot, his O-line can't hold up. But number two, he can't throw consistently enough. So it was less about the whole Tebow thing. We just looked at it as this is a quarterback that it doesn't matter what his name is. He's just not good enough to beat
physical
us.
Physical limits or couldn't read a defense?
Less about the reads, just arm-wise.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to be able to do it. And then we obviously know his mechanics. They aren't the prettiest. They aren't the best.
No, they're not.
So we knew all of those things going in were going to be very advantageous to us. And then from there, it was just, all right, go out here and execute it, which we did. So that's why I think we were all surprised when we saw that playoff game later that year. And we're like, how the heck did this happen where the Steelers allowed them to even go to overtime? Because it's a team that
it's still worse than the
Buffalo,
Browns loss.
We whooped them.
It's still worse than Cleveland. I know that the Steelers had injuries, but
that was my thing. We were just dumbfounded by are you serious? Because we knew for a fact that Denver-led team by Tim Tebow was nowhere near the capacity of that Steelers team in 11. It didn't make sense to us to see that play out the way it did.
Dick LeBeau played cover zero way too much in that game. Didn't respect the dude whatsoever. But probably shouldn't have.
For a fact, that's what we did in Buffalo. We were 0-1. I'm talking in midfield, cover zero, because he can't beat you. That's the type of disrespect that you played against him.
And then he did. And then he did. I you know what? Here's something I always wondered, because I think one thing we as fans underrate is we see a guy who tries hard and he's a competitor and we kind of laugh at that sometimes. But I think players maybe put more stock in it because you see the blood and guts that goes into it every day. But when you guys saw him and fans were already doing the narrative, Tim Tebow just has that extra will to win. There's just something special. Were you just throwing that out the window?
Mosey, this is what we heard the whole week. It factor. I don't know what it is. It's not that he's a good thrower. It's not that he can read defenses. Not that he's this great athlete. He just has it. And we're just like, well, what is it? It was like, he just has it. We're like, okay, well, we're going to see if it shows up when 6'2", 250 comes off this edge or when this corner jams the receiver. Then we'll see, what it necessarily looks like. But we just didn't believe that he was that type of guy. And then we understand the whole motivational narrative, because that's the other thing that gets brought up, right? We all see the famous speeches of him in Florida. And I tell people the reason why that style of motivation was very effective collegially was typically he was the best player, one of the best players on the field, because obviously the team that he played with had some absolute studs. But he's a Heisman Trophy winner. So at that level, he's viewed as a beast, a elite player. So everybody respects him. They get fired up. You come in here at the NFL level where you're average at best at that position, given all that rah-rah, we're not hearing that. Ray Lewis is great with his speeches because Ray Lewis is going to get 20 tackles.
Right.
I don't want to hear you rah-rah, last chance of our lives, this and that, and I know you're only going to give me maybe 3 good throws in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool on that, baby. That doesn't move the needle for me.
I think, though, what's interesting about this Bush tweet is that he's willing to say something that he knows is going to end up everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a guy on another team. He's totally comfortable saying something that criticizes this guy.
Not just criticizing, brings up the hot topic.
I know, brings
too.
Kaepernick back into the discussion. He's totally comfortable doing that. And you said we didn't respect him. To me, this shows that even for a guy that never played in the league with Tebow, that there's just among NFL players, among at least one Steelers player, there's still a massive amount of disrespect for this guy.
This is my thing. If we're talking about Tebow as a person, nothing but respect for him.
Yeah, but we're not, though.
We're talking about the player. And this is the thing that, and I'm glad he kind of brought up Kaepernick in this, the thing that we always found funny is when it comes to certain people, we bring up everything else in terms of why that player shouldn't have got an opportunity. Whereas with Tebow, the circumstances look actually worse than the Kaepernick situation.
Yeah, he's Urban Meyer's neighbor, exactly. So they're friends. And now there's all this discussion about how he's going to rub off on Trevor Lawrence, and it's almost a mentorship program.
Right. I'm like, when did we start doing that? I say, if that's the case, should Matt Leinart call up Pete Carroll and say, hey, man, we had success. Call me on, bring me on back in there to mentor Russell Wilson. That's what we're doing now. I just don't necessarily think that should be the move if you're Urban Meyer, because you're undercutting what you're trying to start right now. I'm a part of that organization, and this is one of the first headline things you do is bring in Tim Tebow, which is more so going to look more like a circus. Not
Correct.
Saying that he is, but it's going to go more circus than actual bringing you closer to a championship. Well, now I'm questioning Urban. What are you doing? You thought that out of all these Titans that's available, not Jake Butts, not Jordan Reed, not Tyler Eifert, not Jesse James. I mean, we could go down the list of those guys or the recent group of undrafted Titans that just came out.
That's a good point about Jesse James. If you're a guy like Jesse James, this move would piss me off so much. I'm a legitimate NFL tight end. I'm not great. Right. I'm not good.
But you're legit.
Yes.
You came off of a $20-something million contract you signed in Detroit.
This guy hasn't played in 9 years, and he played another position, and he's never been a tight end.
Never played tight end, ever. Not high school, not college, not pros. And remember, this was the other thing, right, when we talked about just because Kaepernick keeps popping up. But when we was like, whoa, man, with Kaepernick, maybe he should switch positions. And that was the whole narrative. Would he switch? Would he switch? If he really wanted to play football, he would go to the AAF, the XFL, or whatever. Well, where was that same energy with Tebow? Wasn't Tebow the main guy who said, well, I'm going to go play minor league baseball, then play minor league football? If he wanted to play that bad, if he was such a good tight end prospect or such an intriguing thought process for that, he could have done that.
Yeah.
So that
I think
me,
that's the I think that's the really good point, Arthur, is that Tebow never got penalized or finger wagged that much for not transitioning to tight end very quickly. When he, like, I will give him this, and I've obviously mocked him at quarterback a lot. If he had committed to trying to play tight end very early on in the game,
different,
in the pros,
different level for him, right?
Because the dude is a 6'3", 240. I'm not convinced he makes it, but I think he's got a chance because he is a very good athlete
No.
And he's a tough guy.
Time out. Very good athlete. Stop it. Very good athlete as a quarterback. It's night and day when you're talking about playing tight end and you got a DN who's going to smack you in the face. That's the difference.
Man, they showed him running some routes back with the Jets when they were doing that whole thing with him where he was like a, you know, like a Taysom Hill type in their offense, and it did not impress
it's a
me. And
big
and he was in his mid 20s at the time. Like, now he's in his early 30s.
As a quarterback,
I was trying to be charitable.
This is my thing. As a quarterback,
since when are you charitable towards Tebow, Chris? You never do.
I mean, my main issue with all this is, like, I saw Dunlap tweet something like, "Why are people mad at Tebow? He's just taking opportunities that are given to him by people." And it's like, the issue is why. The issue is why he is getting these opportunities when other people haven't. That is my issue.
Well, why do you
why
think
is
he
Tim
is?
Tebow? Well, in this case, it's because very literally in this case, I think it's easy. He's Urban Meyer's
nepotism.
Neighbor. I think 31 other teams are praying that he makes the Jaguars roster because that's one useless player on their roster out of 53.
I think that's what Bush is saying, don't you?
No, I bet they are praying that Trevor he is given a chance to quote unquote rub off on Trevor Lawrence. What's he going to say to him? Hey, Trevor, here's how to have the crappiest delivery and worst arm strength in football. What does he have to teach Trevor Lawrence that Trevor Lawrence couldn't do better than him at quarterback when he was 12 years old?
Pre-game speeches?
Well, the proponents of this move, I will play devil's advocate for a moment because I don't believe any of this, but I will just try to work in the dissenting opinion.
I like when you do this.
Thank you. Is that he will teach Trevor Lawrence nothing that has anything to do with playing quarterback because he can't teach Trevor Lawrence that. It's about handling pressure and expectations. That is what Tim Tebow will teach Trevor Lawrence. Mind you, not in the quarterback room because he's a tight end. So I don't know how they're going to make that work. Are they going to have the tight ends and quarterbacks sit together now?
You see,
why would a guy who was out of the NFL in a couple years be able to teach the number one overall pick about handling expectations? Trevor Lawrence had him when he was in college.
Yeah.
He knows what it's like.
This is also my thing. If you're Urban Meyer, shouldn't you be the person that's able to do that? And if you're not, shouldn't you have people on your staff, coordinators, quarterback coaches that can do that? If you got to waste a roster spot to bring in a guy to pat the number one overall draft pick on the back.
Then he's not as good as you thought he was.
Right.
That's how I look at that.
That's definitely how I look at that. So to me, none of that makes sense to me. Like, if you're Trevor Lawrence, are you really going to sit here and say, Tim Tebow, teach me how to handle being a professional not a college quarterback, an NFL quarterback. Tebow, teach me that? You're hustling backwards if you're Trevor Lawrence, if that's the case.
Do you think that there are players that stick around on NFL rosters because of who they know, not how good they are? Is that something that happens? Because I think everyone else that's listening to this knows that in their line of work, that kind of thing happens. That there's absolutely people that have jobs or certain things in life because they had a...
So we're going to act like we didn't have that in Pittsburgh a couple years ago?
What do you mean? Oh, I'm not... if you bring it up, I'll probably know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Switzer.
Oh.
I'll say it.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Switzer.
I mean, you
Dude,
answered
ben,
that for me.
Ben is like a nepotism thing at this point. They're treating him like he's their adopted son and letting him keep playing keep on playing quarterback.
That was a thing where the quarterback liked the player, so they kept him.
Is this so now it's just the head coach likes his player, so he brought him in.
Yeah.
It's no different.
Right.
Yeah. But it doesn't just happen in Pittsburgh. It doesn't just happen there.
It happens
happen
everywhere.
More. But
this one
is so
just
egregious because of the 2012 was his last time actually 3,000-plus
days have gone by.
In-game snap. Not on a roster because I think it was 13 or 14. He was actually on a roster.
The Patriots just brought him in.
Yeah. I think it sucks. I think it's like, too, he doesn't need the money, obviously, because he makes plenty of money doing stuff outside of football. And it's just – There's something to me that would bother me about it, Arthur, because I can't imagine the level of commitment, discipline, pain you have to endure to get a shot as like a fringe NFL dude. And it's basically like you're one of those guys who's maybe trying
face.
To break
no,
in the league.
Realistically,
Tebow just is like sitting there BSing with Urban Meyer one day. He goes, "Hey, I kind of want to try to play tight end again. I've been getting back in the gym. I've been doing box jumps." And Urban Meyer goes, "Oh, yeah, why not? All right.
Like,
yeah, we'll give you a tryout."
Just think about this. The guy just retired from baseball.
I know.
Minor league.
And he sucked at that, too.
It wasn't like a Michael Jordan situation where he was just so dominant in the NFL, so bored with life that he said, "Let me go play baseball." It wasn't that. It wasn't a Deion Sanders or Bo Jackson, "Oh, I'm just so nice of an athlete, I could play either or."
Yep.
None of those things transpired.
I know.
So to see him get this is what makes people get upset when you hear people talk about privilege. This is part of it. For you think of these other NFL players who dedicate their lives, the collegiate guys who've been grinding every day for this opportunity, and now it's passed up by some guy who just, well, we won a championship in college. That's got to count for something. Like Lindell White.
For what?
Lindell White, call up Pete Carroll. Any of you Baylor players, make sure you hit up
Matt Rhule,
hit him up. Because y'all had success, that means that they owe you one, you know? The good old brother-in-law deal right here. But to me, I think that's the biggest reason why you see a lot of the players speaking up on it, because it's very disrespectful to the guys who have dedicated their lives to this to not even get that opportunity.
That's how I took Devin Bush's tweet. I didn't think he meant it as like, let me just, you know, set off a bomb and then run away from it and pull Kaepernick into it. I think you got to think with Bush, his old man played in the NFL. Mm-hmm. He's been around football for a long time. Mm-hmm. He's a smart guy. He knows the consequences or what comes with sending off a tweet like this. And he was still so fired up about Tebow getting signed that he did it anyways. That goes to show you that he's legitimately pissed about something like this, and I can't blame him.
The thing, it would be totally different. And when he brought up the Kaepernick thing, if Kaepernick had had an opportunity at any point in time since then, I don't think this moves the needle as much. We know it's Tebow, so it's going to move the needle, but I don't think it would be as explosive. But when you would hear every single excuse, every single justification, and it's not like Kaepernick was doing something wrong. Because we said, now here we go, fast forward a couple years later, and what, the NFL is agreeing with them, or everybody's agreeing with them, Black Lives Matter, post the black social media picture and all these other things. It's like, man, we've seen all of that, and he still never had the opportunity. But Tebow, he gets this shot just out the blue, never even thought about him playing this. Question, was he ever even good at the NFL level? Just in general, was he a good NFL player? And to see him get that opportunity, it's mind-boggling.
Here's an interesting text that somebody sent in during this conversation. Listener wants to know, if LeBron James quit the NBA right now and said, "I want to go play tight end in the NFL,"
I'm glad he brought that up.
Would a team sign him to the Tebow deal and give him a one-year deal?
They should. And my thing is this, if we're going to compare athlete to athlete,
right?
Tebow isn't even in the same conversation. He isn't even in the same stratosphere as LeBron James. LeBron James legit could go out here and be one of the best tight ends if you truly put his body
in
work to it.
So you don't think NFL players would be as ticked off about that?
No, we're talking about a guy who, like you said, you've seen him run.
Right.
What type of, this is a freaky athlete right here. A prime example of a guy who did something similar, Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill, he was a guy who came out, quarterback background, not a lot of success. All right, what are we thinking here? He went and played H-back, wide receiver, fullback, special teams, everything.
Yep.
Carved out a nice little role for him. If we would have saw that, I think that makes it different. But we've never seen Tebow in any stretch of the imagination look like that. We see him in a high-powered, talent-filled roster at Florida, where he's throwing to Percy Harvin, Aaron Hernandez. He has this running back. He has that running back. This first-round O-lineman. That first-round O-lineman. This first-round O-lineman. Then we saw at the NFL level when everything got balanced out. And we saw that, when your deck isn't stacked the way that it typically is, you're just an average player at best. That's the difference. Whereas LeBron, we've seen LeBron be dominant. We've seen LeBron look like a freaky athlete as well. Not just a hooper. We've seen LeBron running, jumping, look fast. When have we seen Tebow do any of that? Tebow, we know he could jump pass. Put him in the goal line situation. That boy's a problem. He got the quarterback power.
He's got the
quarterback jump pass. That's what he's going to do. We know this.
I wish Pitt could have beat Cincinnati so they could have played him in that Sugar Bowl, Chris. Right? Because that would have been the matchup, I think.
It would have been. It was the right to play Florida. I mean, it wouldn't have made me happy because I'm pretty sure he would have.
Florida team. They
would have. Yeah, he would have rolled them.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this though. Like you brought up Taysom Hill and how he did a bunch of other things. I don't even think Taysom Hill will ever be a good quarterback. But at least he doesn't have a throwing motion and a release that needs to get measured by a sundial. Like Taysom Hill, at the very least, looks the part of a quarterback in a very basic sense. Like when he drops back to throw, you know what I mean, Arthur?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Mechanically speaking only. He looks like a guy who actually could theoretically, you could squint and see him being a productive quarterback if things break his way. Tebow was a gimmick. And a kind of a,
as soon as
you know,
he,
a sideshow.
When Tebow goes to throw it, it looks like the care from, was it a, oh my goodness, oh, I'm drawing a blank on
you
it.
Know what I've
Arthur,
always
there's a
rookie of the year, right?
Video.
The little baseball kid, he breaks his arm and he has that wacky release.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. I'm like, what
but
am
he,
I watching
there's
here?
A video of him in practice trying to throw like a basic out route, and the ball flutters like you're like a six-year-old who's learning how to throw for the first time.
He looks like
it's just it's an atrocity.
He looks like someone who was a natural right-handed thrower who broke his arm and just for fun started trying to throw it with the other.
Seriously,
arm. That's how ugly it is.
Yes,
the
all
thing
right.
at the end of the day is going to always still be a little funny because it is Tebow, and I think also people just remember how great he was collegially. And that's always the hard part for them to translate and understand that just because you were a great college quarterback or a great college player doesn't mean you're going to be a great or
also,
good NFL player. They don't have to be the same.
Arthur, they're also, like a lot of people, because they like Tebow the person, just want to twist. You said they, you know, look for every excuse as to why Kaepernick didn't get back into the league. The opposite is true. Because of how much people like Tebow, they will, and what they feel he symbolizes, they will make every excuse to figure out why he could produce in the league, which is why, you know what, at the end of the day, there is a part of me that wants him to make the Jags roster and just get absolutely crushed so that we can crush the dream of this once and for all.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text on Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. The Pirates last night at PNC Park, Mitch Keller. I've got an opinion on Keller that I haven't heard yet, and there's been a lot of just like tearing this guy to shreds, and I get it, but something that I want to bring up about him next that I think will be new.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!